calling the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Line, or VOICE line, at U.S.
This is the hotline for VOICE, which stands for Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. It's a new addition to ICE. It was established to, quote, fulfill President Trump's commitment to help people affected by criminal activity perpetrated by criminal aliens, end quote.
And this commitment has been a key point for Trump since he was a candidate. Like at the Republican National Convention, when he featured families who had lost a loved one to a violent crime committed by an undocumented immigrant.
One more child to sacrifice on the order and on the altar of open borders.
This gave Trump a big boost with some of his base. But on the flip side, human rights activists have said this rhetoric sends the message that all immigrants are criminals.
So, what exactly does this VOICE office do?
B-A-R-B-A-R-A-G-O-N.
That's Barbara Gonzalez. She's the director of the ICE Office of Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement.
What makes this office unique is the immigration information that a victim witness coordinator or someone at police department is not in a position to give.
What she means is that if you're the victim of a crime committed by someone here illegally, you can call VOICE, give them the name of the immigrant, and they'll ask you to swear under penalty of perjury that you are a victim, witness, or legal representative of a victim. Besides that, there are no other requirements. You don't have to present any police records. Then they'll tell you which immigration detention center they're in, when their next court hearing is, and whether or not they've been deported. Why would the victim need to know the details and immigration file of somebody if that's not why they're being arrested or are in jail?
So that's really a question, Fernanda, that you need to ask the victims. I can tell you, I've had many victims say that for a long time, they have not had a voice. And for the first time ever, they can at least obtain information that they would not have had in the past.
I asked Barbara about people just calling in to report suspicious activity or crimes committed by people here illegally.
The intent of this office is to help victims, not for reporting any crime.
The VOICE office is staffed with about 20 people who were already doing what Barbara calls community outreach for ICE, so no new hires. But what I still didn't know was how this office was different from the help that victims of any crime already have available. For example, local and state agencies that have survivor support groups or that help people navigate the legal system. What resources are different?
So we have victims assistance specialists. They are able to identify services in their local communities that people that are calling us have asked for. And you're absolutely right, Fernanda. There are these resources that are provided to victims at local levels. However, we have had victims that have called us who, in some cases, just had trouble getting certain services.
There's also a way to register online and access the same kind of information. Information that Barbara says was already public and anyone who knew where to look could find.
The very first thing that came to mind when I heard about VOICE was horror, quite frankly.
That's Grace Meng, a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch.
This is a tactic that we've seen used by abusive governments around the world to scapegoat foreigners as bringing in crime as being the cause of a society's problems.
Grace says that the VOICE program is designed to feed xenophobia because it focuses on the crimes committed by a specific group of people, in this case, immigrants.
I think what's really quite sad is this, that many victims of crimes are actually immigrants themselves. I see the administration saying with one side of its mouth that it cares about victims of crimes, and then I see a real disdain for other kinds of victims of crimes.
And that's what makes something like the VOICE office so controversial. According to many studies, immigrants as a whole commit less crime than native-born U.S. citizens. So for people like Grace, this seems like a political move, something to please Trump's base rather than solve a real need.
We have already seen a rise in hate crimes around the country, and it's disturbing to think that the government itself is promoting inaccurate information about how immigrants cause crime.
And Maria, throughout my reporting for this episode, I picked up on a sense that ICE agents have been given more authority to sort of arrest now and ask questions later. And now that they've expanded who is a priority for deportation, there's also a sense that there's not much of a difference between an undocumented immigrant who's a drug dealer or a dad who's been working here in landscaping for decades.
And all of this is just in the first 6 months of the Trump presidency.
I mean, Trump did promise to get tough on immigration, and for now, he seems to be delivering on most of that promise.
But what he hasn't delivered on yet is the deportation part, the mass deportation of millions of immigrants. So until he gets there, immigrants, undocumented or not, are left wondering if or when that will happen. And nothing feeds fear more than the unknown.